Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
It's back to school next week for most school-age children in NSW and Victoria. So, ikaw, bilang Montessori advocate and as a mom, di ba, yourself, how do you think can we help them ease into yung school routine or back to school routine? Sige, konting, ano naman, please enlighten us.
So, yesterday, I asked my kids, so they're 14 and 16, like, ano ba yung importante nga? And they were like, both of them said, Mom, bedtime. Early bedtime. I was like, oh yeah, you're right. So, kasi diba school holidays, so they can stay up late, 10 or 11. So now, I would suggest start going back. Just maybe now.
Start now.
Nighttime. It depends. Like for me, 8 or sometimes 8:30, they should be in bed. But it doesn't mean they have to sleep straight away. They need to have a downtime or a relaxing time. So, ano yun, it could be reading a book, listening to an audiobook, or like my son, he likes to draw or sketch. So, yung kanyang downtime. So, yun. And, of course, same time again before bed. So lesson screen time.
Lesson screen time. Because there are some kids who consider screen time as downtime. So in this regard, it shouldn't be the case.
No, I was like, no. Because the brain. You want the brain to just calm down, relax. So they will be able to get a quality good night's sleep. But they are fresh for the next day. So we don't want have a cranky child, especially on the first day, right?
Right.
So very important. Very important yung sleep routine, in bedtime routine.
Okay, so far you've mentioned early bedtime, and it's you would recommend starting now. Next is to lessen screen time. Anything else that you'd love to add to that list?
Yes. So, you know, yung backpack or school bag nila. Who prepares that? Moms or dads?
Yes.
I would suggest let your child do it. Let your child do it for themselves, because we want to instill a sense of ownership, a sense of responsibility. This is kind of like yun, eh. Those are their things, right? And they should know what's in it. Saan nakalagay yung pencil? Saan nakalagay yung notebook? You know, they should be preparing that instead of the adult.
Okay. I know, feeling ko yung mga parents parang, okay, I'm not sure if I can trust my child to do that.
I know.
Okay.
There you go. That's why. You should trust them that they are capable of doing it.
Yeah. Really interesting, Annabelle. Seriously. I mean, you're offering a fresh perspective. Kasi, di ba, parang it's so hard to shake off yung sabihin natin, yung ganong klaseng mindset. It's almost automatic for us to want to do it for them. Kasi parang forever silang bata in our eyes. Like, maliit pa siya, hindi niya yata kaya yan. Or,
kaya, yes, di ba? Exactly. Ganon, like with my kids, I've never touched their school bag. Because that's theirs. I don't want, responsibility, ownership, and then trust that they are capable. And they can do it if you allow them.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.